Welcome to a new episode of Saturday Soundbites, the vibrant and powerhouse podcast where we discuss all things visibility strategy, public relations, marketing, advertising, branding, and earned media engagement. My name is Veronica V. Sofer, and I'm your host. You know, your personal brand is the basis of your visibility strategy, and I'm committed to bringing you innovative, passionate, and successful experts who are going to teach you how to develop and enhance your visibility strategy. So whether you're an established business owner, online entrepreneur, or working professional, Saturday Soundbites is going to be your go-to podcast to hear from experts and learn executable tasks that you can start today. Be sure to check out my website, veronicavsofer.com, to learn more about what you need to have a strong and impactful visibility strategy and to see some of the powerful courses I have created for those of you who are really ready to do it DIY style. So let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome to another edition of Saturday Soundbites. I'm so excited that you're with us today. If you are watching on Facebook, make sure that you let us know where you're from. Join us in the comments. If you're watching on replay, hashtag replay. And if you're listening on the podcast, make sure you hit subscribe. We don't want you to miss any of our amazing episodes. Here at Saturday Soundbites, we're committed to bringing to you guests that have phenomenal insight and experience on how to get visibility and how to leverage visibility. So from a lot of different spaces, we're going to talk about techniques, strategies, insights, trends, all those kinds of things that you need to help scale your business and get you where you need to be in your visibility strategy. So I have an amazing guest today. You guys are going to absolutely love her. Her name is Amy Lee Vesterbelt. She is a dear friend and, full disclosure, my coach, and she started me on this journey. And when we started talking through what a visibility strategy looked like, I realized she had a lot of experience on the online space, whereas I had a lot of experience in the traditional media space. So when we got together, we became dynamic, and I'm just thrilled that she's with us today. So let's go ahead and bring her in. Welcome, Amy Lee. So excited that you're here.
I'm so glad to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. First of all, let's tell our audience a little bit about you. You know, we mentioned that you are a dream design coach. We put that in the notes so that people knew where to find you. But tell us what that means before we get into the nitty gritty about visibility strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually invented my own niche. As far as I know, I am the only dream design coach. And what that means is that I help sensitive, empathic, intuitive entrepreneurs. Thank you so much, dear. My husband just brought me coffee. Hello, LaFern. I help them figure out what they really want. And why this is significant, y'all, is because when I was doing my work with just working with empaths and highly sensitives, I would be like, okay, well, you know, let's manifest what you want. What do you want? And they would kind of say, well, I don't really know. Well, what will it look like when you get what you want? Well, I don't know. I never really thought about that. So I realized there was a lot of work to be done in that space. And what I found is that that particular clientele has a couple of different really specific, really important problems. The first thing is that they're really, well, we, because let's be real, it's you and me too, Veronica. We have a hard time not feeling guilty for wanting more, right? So that's the first piece. And the second piece is we just get overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And so I created an entire niche, Dream Design, to help take the overwhelm and the guilt out of deciding what you really want. Because what I find is that when you tap into what you truly desire, what your soul's true desire is for this world, for your iteration on this planet, that's when you really start doing your best work. That's when you really dig in and start seeing the results that you want to see. Why? Because suddenly you're connected to that. If you're connected to that result, you're connected to what you're taking out of it. So that's kind of me. I have a community on Facebook. You know that. You're in it.
Yes.
And I have several different programs at all different levels. And I love what I do. I do it for the love of it. I've already, you know, made the $1 million, live in the big mansion, like have all that stuff already. I'm back now to bring the elixir to the people to help them live their best lives.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you're okay with walking away from your past business and you're like, yeah, made tons and tons and tons of money, have everything I wanted. And now there's like more. So I need to figure out how to bring that into the world for other people. So that's truly what attracted me to your business. And let's talk a little bit real quick before we get into the online space, but tell me a little bit about how you use visibility to grow your business. So we'll talk about the online space differently, but you and I work together on some traditional media. And let's talk about that real quick before we get into the big nuggets.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that my coach, Jeff, had said was you need to get as much attention as you can. The more attention you get, the more people start to see you. You have something, you have a gift. You know, when people do see you, they want to work with you, they want to buy from you. But the problem is we can't get you in front of enough people. So your issue, and this is really key, you guys, because a lot of times you're like, I'm just not a good coach, or like, people just don't want to work with me. No, it's that you probably need to get in front of more people so they can see your brilliance, because not being good at marketing or not being good at visibility strategy is not the same as not being a good coach. And I wish someone had been there to tell me that like years ago, because it would have saved me a lot of imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm. But so once I found out that you did that, you and I decided to work together, and it's been absolutely phenomenal. I've had people contact me like, hey, I saw you on this podcast, or hey, I saw you in Thrive Global. I'd love to interview you for this magazine. And so, you know, there's kind of a ripple effect. Yesterday I'm hanging out on this new platform, Clubhouse, if you guys don't know about it. And I got up to speak, and 5 minutes later, I had like four or five different messages. I want you on my podcast. I want to introduce you to this person who's going to want you on their podcast. I want to collaborate with you. So it's really like, you can't underscore the significance of visibility in your business, being in front of enough people, because it's a numbers game. Like it or not, it's a numbers game. And the more people you're exposed to, the more likely some of those people are going to be yeses. So yeah, I cannot say enough about you and your strategies and all the things that I've been able to do as a result of it.
Well, you're amazing. And it's definitely something that coaches especially don't think about, is getting out there and putting themselves as experts in traditional and non-traditional media. So you've opened the door. You've opened Pandora's box. Let's talk about Clubhouse. Give us the lowdown. What is Clubhouse?
Clubhouse is, it's not a new social media platform. Clubhouse is a movement. Okay, so Clubhouse is an app that is audio only. And right now it's just drop in. So there's no recording. You can't go back and listen, which heaven forbid you could, because we'd be there even more than we are. And it's a place to have relevant and candid conversations. So all you have to do, it is by invitation only. And there are lots of people that have FOMO over that. But and if you don't know what FOMO is, that's fear of missing out. In fact, I had a friend message me this morning. She's like, it was already bad enough, but now I see that you're having Clubhouse meetings with Veronica. I was like, I know, sorry. But basically, it is a drop-in media platform where you just pick the conversation you want to be part of. You're in it. You can ask to be on stage. You can share. I have met some of the coolest people. I have met people I never, ever would have interacted with. So it has been really amazing. The connections that you can make on there are unreal. I was in a room last night, I think you pinged into it for a minute, where the guy, he is the producer of like 10 of the top 100 podcasts. And sure enough, he messaged me and he's like, hey, I want to talk to you about getting on XYZ. And I was like, okay. And I mean, you know, even no matter how powerful your message is, there's still that piece of you that just kind of jumps up and down like a little girl every time somebody says, I want you, you know, I want you on here. And there were some really poignant conversations. I actually, with a friend of mine, we started a room about what happens when you're high vibe and you want great things for yourself and everybody else in your life is like the crabs in the bucket pulling you down. How do you deal with that? And we had tears. There were people that were, you know, completely blown away by what some people were saying, myself included. And it's just a place to have conversations that don't have like an underlying you know, innuendo, so to speak. Like the way that on Facebook, it's like, well, did she mean it that way? Because it's text. But when you're listening to someone's voice and their intonation and, you know, you're getting to bounce ideas off of each other, it's just, it's phenomenal. And truth be told, me and Veronica are pretty much going to spend the rest of the day on it after we talk to you guys.
Pretty much. Yeah. It's, and it was something that we weren't planning on talking about originally when we booked you for Saturday Sound Bites, but it's happened so quickly and so organically. And what I love is that I'm connecting with people that maybe on Facebook were outside of my space. They were outside of my reach. They were those 6 and 7 figure coaches, 6 and 7 figure a month entrepreneurs. And there was just so much noise that I wasn't rising to the top. But now that I'm in the platform and I'm an early user, anything I have to say or have access to really gets me to the front of their line. And that's what I think is definitely of great benefit to online entrepreneurs. And so we changed the subject just last night for today's Saturday Sound Bites to really focus on Clubhouse. And it's not just Clubhouse per se, it's just alternative ways of getting seen, right? Because we know that traditional magazines, blogs, podcasts, those are great, but it's being invited to speak to a group like this that gets you visibility. Mm-hmm. It's being invited to, you know, to participate in virtual summits. That's another great way of doing it. TikTok was phenomenal. One of my clients, her number one lead generator is TikTok, which blows my mind. Like I really was like, you just make videos and you get clients? And she's like, yep. So she's doing a course on that, which is fantastic because I'm definitely going to take her course. But share with us kind of the etiquette of Clubhouse and what you can expect and why people aren't able to get on just yet or how they can reserve their names.
Sure. So first of all, the reason that it's not open to everybody is because if it was, it would be crashing all the time. Imagine a situation where you're having really poignant conversations and somebody says something that has a lot of weight to it and then all of a sudden you never hear them again. That would be devastating. So they are being very cautious about who, you know, how many people they're letting on at a time. Of course, it's going to be open to everyone, but they're just soft opening and kind of just doing it a little at a time. The way that I got in was that one of my former coaches actually let me slip through the door. There's a way that it says, hey, so-and-so is trying to get into Clubhouse. Do you want to let them in? And so she said, yes, thank goodness. And so here I am. As far as etiquette goes, Clubhouse is kind of, if you think of it kind of like a meeting, like a forum, generally different rooms will tell you every couple of minutes kind of how they're run. So they'll do what's called resetting the room. They'll tell you what the topic is or where they left off at the last, you know, break. And a lot of times what they'll do is they'll bring you up on stage and there's an order to it. And there's an understanding that you're probably going to wait to speak in order. Now, every once in a while, there's somebody who thinks that they should just unmute themselves and talk from 17 rows down. And that person doesn't usually find a lot of favor with the audience. But yeah, it's generally good to wait to be called on. There are some tiny rooms that all of a sudden you'll find yourself a moderator. And if you hang out long enough, you'll end up with a ton of followers and you'll be able to really kind of share your nuggets. You can start your own room. There's a way to start your own club, I found out, but you have to have hosted 3 weekly rooms of your own. I can show you how to do that later, Veronica. I found the link for that.
Perfect.
What else? If you are speaking and you tap your microphone back and forth, if somebody else is speaking and you tap your microphone back and forth, that's like clapping. So it's kind of like affirmation or preach or amen. It's a really fun platform and having so much fun. And the gratitude, like I did a room the other day on scripting and scripting hacks. And people were just like, thank you so much for this. And you just think about it. There are these people that are living somewhere in the country or in the world who don't have access to the law of attraction, who don't know what it is or know what it is, but don't feel comfortable with it. And you're giving them these nuggets that it's like they're, you know how they say, like, there's this thing called a food desert where like you live somewhere and there's not good food. Well, there's not good knowledge some places. There's like a knowledge desert. And so Clubhouse is bringing kind of these, you know, I hate to use that word, but like these missionary light workers into these places. So I think that's really amazing.
And I love that you talked about the law of attraction. So what kind of rooms do you find there? I mean, it's not just business. It's not just entrepreneurship. What are some of the rooms that people that you're spending some time in? Because I know I visited a few real estate rooms. I'm working on a project on a real estate realtor summit for March. And I wanted to hear what some of the pain points were. So I visited different rooms, but what are some of the rooms that you're visiting?
Yeah, I actually last night I was in a room and I met someone who's some kind of a real estate investor. And I was like, I need to introduce you to my client because she's having a big summit. And she manages all these big things, which, you know, is the technical term, right? So I am a part of the club, Women in Business. So I see lots of things in there. There was one the other day about how to grow your money with abundance checks. I thought that was super fun.
Oh, yay.
There are lots of ones about vision boards, which is kind of hard to do on audio, but you know, some rooms are just called, follow rooms. They're silent and you just go around, you know, looking for people that are interesting to follow. One thing I will say that I kind of dropped the ball on at the very beginning was that I didn't have my Instagram linked. And so the thing with Clubhouse is there's nowhere to contact anyone unless you link out to something. So I probably missed a lot of opportunities there at the beginning, but I didn't know my Facebook password by heart and I was too lazy to go connect it. But now it's connected. So just make sure that your bio has some way for them to find you and kind of, you know, drop down your funnel. That's really important. I'm trying to think of what else was particularly, I mean, I host a lot of rooms. I'm kind of more of the, you know, creator. There's that dream design again.
Right.
I feel like I manifested this platform. This is what I wanted. Like I can jump out of the shower and throw my bathrobe on and throw my hair in a ponytail and just talk. I don't have to put makeup on. I don't have to get presentable. And as an empath and an introvert, you know, it's just a different pull on my energy. Like it's not like, oh, are they looking at my eyes? Are they looking at my nose? Are they, you know, I mean, that's just part of being a woman. We can't really get rid of that. But when you're on Clubhouse, I mean, you could be eating a peanut butter sandwich, you know, like picking at your fingernails and no one's going to know. Like it's just, and there's just such a confidence there because, you know, there's only this facet of me that they could see.
Right.
I think that that brings out an authenticity that you just don't get when you're on video. I just don't think you do. And I don't even think you do on podcasts because mm-hmm. I think on podcasts, even there's still that element of kind of being, you know, I don't know how to say it.
Maybe on, you know, yeah. Just being on. Yeah. I would agree with that. And, you know, I was describing Clubhouse to someone and I said, do you remember back in high school or probably junior high, really, when it's 10, 11 o'clock at night, you're not supposed to be on the phone, but you snuck the phone in your room with a really long cord and you're lying in bed with your feet up against the wall and you're chatting with your girlfriends and that is your true authentic self. And what we know in the entrepreneur space, and this is really important for listeners, I want you to grab this nugget here and keep it. People are going to connect with you when you're being authentically you. And to your point, Amy Lee, when you're on Clubhouse, I think a lot of people, especially introverts, have an opportunity to be really authentic and it attracts people to them and they're going to want to do business with you. So it's definitely a platform to check out. And I love that being authentic is the key and not that Facebook isn't necessarily, but I can definitely tell once you get on Clubhouse, folks, you'll be able to tell the difference. And I think you'll be able to really hear people's voices, their tone. And it's not necessarily the words that have been typed in comments that you'll relate to. It's the tone of voice and their inflection and everything else that they, how they communicate. So that's super, super important. Amy Lee, not to shift gears too much, but I do want to touch on law of attraction. You've used the word a little bit. It's definitely in your bio. For those, I know, here we go. For those of you that don't know the gist of it, why don't you give us the lowdown? Because I think this is your magic and this is where people who are looking to grow their businesses can really connect with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So the crash course in law of attraction is thus, thoughts become things. Now, what I will say is that there are lots of other laws and, you know, The Secret and things like that love to really kind of hone in on the law of attraction specifically, but there's lots of different laws. But the law of attraction is one that really works because it talks about how what you think about, you bring about, right? So the law of attraction has three main components: ask, believe, and receive. And we could go on about those all day, but a real quick one or two sentence for each one is that the first part is you need to know what you want. That's where I come in as the dream design coach. The second thing is to believe and to know that once you decide you want it, that it's on its way. And then the last thing is to receive. And what do we do when we receive something wonderful or we get a gift? We feel gratitude. And so those are the three key components of the law of attraction. They work tremendously when we use them in harmony. When we use them in dissonance, they can bite us in the butt, as many of us, I'm sure, have had happen. But yeah, that's basically the law of attraction in a nutshell.
That's awesome. So folks, if you haven't had a chance, I want you to go check out Amy Lee's group. Amy Lee, where can people find you other than Clubhouse? I put your Clubhouse handle on there, but where else can they find you?
Yeah, so I actually have a really awesome free workshop. It's from January 11th to the 15th. It's called Dream Like a Boss. And what we're going to be doing is going into how to dream. Okay, so we're not actually picking out the dreams yet, but I'm going to help you figure out how to design dreams that are in alignment with what you truly want, what your soul vision is, what you're really trying to express in this iteration of life. And so we're going to go into depth about why you don't already have what you want. We're going to talk about what's holding you back from deciding what you want. And then we're going to go through what I call my dream design blueprint, which is a three-step process that's going to help you to be able to figure out your dreams pretty much at the drop of a hat anytime for the rest of your life. So I'm really excited for that. I do have a link for that. I can give it to you. I don't think it's a big, scary link. But it's probably something I'll have to give you after the fact.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can put that in the comments for anybody. If you guys haven't had a chance to think about that, especially with the new year, this is the time to do it. It really is. We know that we're going to be hunkered down for a little while. And a lot of us have spent the last 6-8 months in deep reflection. And some of us have been able to take action. Some of us are still contemplating taking action. But what I love about Amy Lee's program is that the blueprint that you get is really the impetus you need to just do it, to just jump, take that leap of faith and go into whatever it is you were intended to do to live your life's purpose, because ultimately that's what we want. And so for people who have worked with Amy Lee, I know we've got some, we've had people watching right now, some of your crew and your tribe are here. Love that. We've got Laura here. Let's see. Oh, wrong. There we go. Yep. Dream Like a Boss is amazing.
Aw, thanks, Laura.
I would absolutely agree with that. And I'm going to tell you why it's amazing. And that's because a lot of us don't give ourselves permission to think about our dream. And we don't even know how to dream specifically. And that's what Amy Lee is truly gifted at, is she's gifted at helping you peel back that onion and giving you confidence to be okay with it. And when she starts to ask you questions and your tummy starts to turn a little bit, that's when you know it's working. And you're like, blast it. Why are we talking about this? I don't want to do this. But that's really your soul's opportunity to just start breaking through the cracks and getting you to where you need to be so that light inside of you can radiate and really just come out and shine. And so I highly, highly recommend you do that. Amy Lee, what else do you got going on besides that? I know you've got some offers for podcasts. I know you've got a show coming up too you're going to be doing. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So, I have so many things going on right now. I have that workshop that I was telling you about. I have a show in my group that I do every Wednesday, which is called Wednesday Wisdom, where I interview, empathic dream designers, people who, identify as highly sensitives and have created their own dream life. Hi, Miriam. Hello. What else am I doing? I am hanging out with you all the time on Clubhouse. We have a big article that's coming out for me in, I think it's Course Creator Magazine.
Yes.
I'm writing a book, or I already wrote it. I'm in the process of publishing it, which I absolutely love. I also have 5 kids under 8. So there's that.
So 5 kids under 8, that takes a little bit of time. And you're a homeschooling mom too, so that keeps you busy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm one of the pre-COVID homeschoolers. So like I was doing it before it was cool.
That's it.
So yeah. I'm trying to think of what else. I do Soul Vision dream design intensives where I can like kind of help you look at the imagery that your soul is creating and kind of like how to make sense of that. So I love that. I'm always looking for collaborations, always looking to, you know, drop nuggets like these on other folks' programs. Remember, I'm the person, I've already made all the money. So I'm not in it to like get things out of it. I'm in it for the fulfillment. I'm in it for bringing that, you know, that, knowledge right out there. It's like the hero's journey. Like I've done it, I conquered, I beat the beast, I got the elixir, and now I'm bringing it back. And so I'm always looking for stuff like that.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Emily. And and one more thing, she is going to be international. She's doing her interview in Australia coming up in a few days, actually, I think.
Yeah, I think it's like the 13th. That's right. That's what you meant by the show. Yes. Yes. I'm going to be on like a TV show, y'all. I'm super excited.
In Australia.
Australia.
International. Yeah. So dream design.
Oh, a good lady. She doesn't give herself enough credit, but honestly, I cannot believe I've been on CEO Blog Nation 3 times. I was in Thrive Global, which is like where like everybody amazing is. It actually, if you go look at, so, you know, my name's Amy Lee Westervelt. If you go look at my Facebook profile or my group Dream Building Entrepreneurs, there's a banner, which is pretty much all of the places that I've been featured as a result of this incredible lady. So we have a very symbiotic relationship in that, you know, she bolsters me, I bolster her. And you know, it's a really prime example of what happens when you have different skill sets and bring them to the table.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you're always looking for collaborations because that's really where it's at. So thank you so much, Amy Lee. This has been fun. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show, but I want to give you special thanks. And guys, all of her contact information is in the notes, so you'll be able to see her there. All righty. Well, thank you so much for joining us for another edition of Saturday Soundbites. Great information from Amy Lee. Clubhouse, guys, is where it's at. If you get an opportunity and get an invite, take it and learn how to use it. This is really going to help you scale your business and get some visibility. Visibility doesn't just have to be on the radio and on television and in newspapers and magazines. Non-traditional media is a great way to legitimize your brand and have people connect with you so that you can truly, truly scale your business and live your life the way you were certainly intended to do. So join us next week. We've got a great guest next week. We've got an attorney who is going to walk us through the do's and don'ts of an online business. So any of you entrepreneurs, this is going to be a great one for you. We're going to talk about processes and improvements and everything you need to protect your business in a legal sense. If you are listening on our podcast, make sure you hit subscribe. We definitely want to make sure you get all of our episodes. And if you're watching on Facebook on the replay, make sure you hashtag replay. And Amy Lee and I will go back through the comments and respond to everyone as we can. So appreciate your time. Can't wait to see you next week. And as always, I'm sending you lots of positive energy and light.